Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So Lisa tells her that we have this internship in Paris and you've been nominated to go in the summer. And Lauren's whole face drops in shock. Then she like kind of pauses and then she's like, wait, for this summer? Because she's supposed to get this beach house with Jason.
This is your dream. Like, you're working at Teen Vogue to get opportunities like this in fashion. You and your boyfriend can go enjoy the rest of your life, like, later, okay?
Hello and welcome to another brand new episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Candace, Liz, and Adrian. And if you're new here, first of all, where the hell have you been, Loka? You have some catching up to do. We've already covered all of Laguna Beach season 1 through 3, and we are finishing up The Hills season 1 with the finale. Timing is everything. So if you haven't listened to us before, now is your chance to go backwards and do some binge listening. Before we get into it today, I just want to remind you guys to please give us a follow on YouTube and Instagram for special extras, videos, and content. We have so much fun on Instagram every week with polls and getting suggestions from you guys. So if you want a fun time, check us out at Millennial TEAV and on YouTube, Millennial TV Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is Liz, the editor here. Just a quick note before we get into the episode. There are a few moments in here where we are speculating questions about if Lauren had gone to Paris. We recorded this episode before we had our interview with producer of The Hills, Sophia Rossi. So if you are interested in knowing some answers to those questions, I would definitely recommend going back and listening to that interview with her or watching it on our YouTube channel. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the episode.
So previously on starts off with Lauren telling us that her first year in LA was crazy. On top of juggling fashion school and a demanding internship, the last person she ever expected to hear from came back into her life, Jason. And there were a lot of ups and downs, but now she and Jason are stronger than ever. And the two people they thought would be together forever, Jordan and Heidi, broke up. She says school is over and the internship is about to come to an end, but Whitney got an offer to intern over the summer at Teen Vogue New York, and Lauren tells us that she is going to be faced with a decision that could change her life forever.
Dun, dun, dun.
I wonder if that's true, like Whitney getting the internship in New York, because if it were, it would be pretty cool. But I'm listening to the DVD extras right now, and I don't think that's true. She says something different on there, so...
Interesting, because I thought it the way that it was presented was like, obviously, Whitney is more of an intern than Lauren. And they were going to give her New York because she's a real intern. Like, you know, I don't know. That was just how I took it. But
also, nobody looks out for their interns. Like, it's not like you intern for a place and they're like, let me help you get a job here by letting you intern in another location. It's like a dog-eat-dog world. Yeah. Like, you know, you get whatever internship you apply for. No one's looking out for you. So,
yeah. I also really hated how they had her say that her and Jason are stronger than ever.
I know.
Because the last few episodes, they've just been fighting moments. And I'm like, they don't seem very strong to me.
I know. And that they thought Jordan and Heidi would be together forever. I'm like,
even that was surprising.
I'm like, I don't think anybody thought Jordan and Heidi were going to be together forever. So the first scene is Lauren and Jason checking out a beach house, and it is insane, this beach house. The view is insane, like Kardashian level insane. I was like, I need to be there now, immediately. Would love to spend the summer there. So Jason says, wouldn't this be a killer summer rental? And Jason tells her that they've been through a lot, but the last few months have been really good, and he just thinks it would be nice to do our own thing instead of being around people 24/7. Then he says, I want to get this place with you. And Lauren asks him, just you and me? And he says, you and me. And Lauren looks like she just, like, ate the canary. She's so happy. Like, that's all she wanted to hear for her entire rest of her life. Like, she's so freaking happy. But I don't know. This scene bothered me because, first of all, I really just feel like a summer in a beach house with Jason sounds awful. I do not want to do that. But also, he's like, the last few months have been really good, and I just want to do our own thing instead of being around people 24/7.
Like, yeah, that bothered me too. It gave a vibe of like, I want you all to myself and you can't have any friends but me.
Yeah.
It was a little creepy.
And I was like, Jason, who wants to go out every single night, doesn't want to be around
other
people.
I know, he also doesn't want to hang out with her.
You couldn't even spend one night in a hotel with her. What makes you think that a beach house for the summer is going to be better?
He's going to bring her to the beach house and then leave her alone every single day. So
going to be like, I know, but do you want to go out? Jeez. So that was a little weird, but you know, Lauren looks happy, so you want to be happy for her.
You do.
You do. I do.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I want to be happy for her, but I know what happens, so it's not great. It's not a good look. So then we are at Teen Vogue, and Lauren and Whitney walk into Lisa Love's office, and she tells them that this week is LA Fashion Week, and they are going to have a pretty rough schedule. She says that Nicole is coming up from Teen Vogue New York, and that she's going to be working with Whitney. She tells Whitney that she'll be setting up the Charlotte Ronson after party at the Roosevelt Hotel. And then Lisa tells Lauren that Amy Astley, who is the editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue, is coming to town, and she wants to make sure everything goes as smoothly as possible. She tells Lauren it's her first time going to the LA shows, and that Lauren is in charge of getting tickets to the Jennifer Nicholson show. Lisa asks if she thinks she can manage that, and Lauren confidently says, yeah.
They always edit her to be such a bad worker.
I know. But also, getting tickets to an LA fashion show is like actually insane. Like, I get that like interns probably do that stuff, but like, it is actually kind of insane. That shit is like nuts. I mean, right? Like, I don't know, because I've never been to Fashion Week, but
because they're working in that world, it's less, I'm less like shocked, but to us, yes. Like,
yeah.
It would be amazing to be able to just casually talk about getting tickets to a fashion show and like working backstage, you know? Yeah.
I don't know. I personally would instead want to be setting up the after party because that sounds way more fun.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, Whitney got the good job. Like,
yeah, you know? I agree.
I don't want to meet the editor in chief. That's terrifying.
I was curious because everyone was so excited. And so I looked up Jennifer Nicholson, and I didn't realize that she's Jack Nicholson's daughter.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And then I noticed at the very end of the fashion show, we see a shot of Jack Nicholson like clapping in the audience.
Do we?
I thought that was really cool.
Oh, that's really cool. Does she look like Jack Nicholson?
No, I didn't
How
think
can
so.
You really tell? I don't know. How can anyone look like Jack Nicholson?
Nicholson in a wig.
Yeah. I did actually see, and I hope Google has me saying the right thing, but she debuted her fashion line at New York Fashion Week on her 40th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's never too late.
It's never too late, kids. Mm-hmm.
To do it.
I just looked her up. I don't think she looks like Jack Nicholson.
Well, and then I found another website of what she's doing now, and if it's the same person, she's like now running for school, like not PTA, but like to be on the board of some sort of like school thing. So totally different from fashion, but it's never too late, you guys. We could still be fashion girlies at 40.
I mean, if you're a Nepo baby.
Jack Nicholson's your dad.
Yeah. Slap a wig on me. I'll be Jack Nicholson's daughter.
So then we're at Bolt House, and Brent comes up to Heidi's desk and gives her a list of the fashion shows that he wants to go to, and then tells Heidi if she wants to go to the Jennifer Nicholson show, he could probably get her on the list. And Heidi is super excited, and she's like, that's so nice. And he tells her to RSVP him plus three so that he has four tickets. And of course, Heidi immediately calls Miss Elodie Otto across the way and tells her that she gets to go to the Jennifer Nicholson show and says, life in Hollywood is so good.
It's so good. Imagine that. You're working somewhere and your boss just offers you tickets.
Yeah. And Elodie was actually, yeah, she didn't come off jealous and mad. She was just normal.
A tiny bit snarky.
Did you? I thought she was normal.
Like, that's so awesome. Like the way she said it, I was like, that felt a tiny bit snarky to me.
I can't tell. Elodie's always snarky to me.
She is. Yeah. Listen, she is the snark queen, but I love it so much. I don't know why Heidi is like consistently trying to be friends with her, because I would be like,
she's the only person that will film with her in the office.
So then we see Lauren leaving Teen Vogue offices, and she looks super chic. I love this outfit.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm.
With a white coat and a red Chanel bag. I'm like, yes, queen. She gets into a car service and heads to the Regent Beverly Wilshire Hotel. She meets Amy Astley and Lisa Love there, and Lisa introduces her, and Lauren's like, how are you? And Lisa's like, we're a bit late for dinner. Like, no, like, niceties at all. And we have two more people from Teen Vogue coming, and I need two more tickets for them. Okay, Lisa. So Lauren asks if they will just give the tickets to her, and Lisa says, yes, just ask. And she says, is it the same contact? And Lisa says, yes, Kelly Catrone.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God.
I forgot that we see her this early. But I love Kelly Catrone. I mean, she's such a bitch, but I love her to death. Like, she is just so, like, that's, she is the Devil Wears Prada. Like, she is that character. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I love it.
She's, like, what you're thinking of when you think of, like, scary fashion PR lady. Mm-hmm. And, like, yes, she really is like that.
Yes.
So to encounter someone like that is, like, oh, my God. Like, this, these personalities actually exist.
But she's also just, like, she gets down to business. Like, she's time is money. Like, she's got things to do, you know?
She's not, like, mean about it usually. It's just, like, we got to get this going.
Unless you're Stephanie Pratt.
She wasn't super mean in this episode.
Yeah.
She was just, like, annoyed with Lauren. But
if you're right, Stephanie Pratt.
Understandably, because she's like, who are you?
Yeah, I know. I loved it. I love it so much, though. I mean, she's at that level where she can be like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, Whitney is setting up the party, frantically filling boxes with, like, I think they're like goodie bags for people. Mm-hmm. And she gets a call from Lauren, who tells her, oh my God, Lisa just told me I have to get two more tickets to the show. It's sold out. There are no more tickets. And Whitney tells her that's kind of a big request because, you know, she's recap queen. And Lauren tells her, I'm seriously going to go buy two chairs real quick and just throw them in there and see if anyone notices. It is giving Devil Wears Prada next level shit, though. You know what I mean? It's like the moment where she's like, I need you to get my twins a copy of the unreleased Harry Potter book. Like, it's it's giving that. Obviously, I'm a huge Devil Wears Prada fan. And if you watch The Hills, you should be too. Great movie if you haven't seen it.
Now I feel like I need to go watch it because I've never watched that movie.
Shut up.
You would love it.
I would love it. I just can't stand Anne Hathaway.
Oh my God, no, stop. You would love it. It's so good.
Okay,
it's good.
I feel like
it's
would.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
Okay, I just watched it on the plane coming back home from California. It's so good. I mean, I watched it 100 times.
It feels
times,
like right
but
up my alley. I just can't do it, but okay, I will.
You'll love it. You'll love it. It's very like Lauren at Teen Vogue. Like, it's just that same, like, it's very good. So Whitney offers no advice, just a little good luck. So we see Lauren approach the fashion show, and a woman walks up who we know is Kelly Catrone, and Lauren does not. And Kelly says, can I help you with something? And Lauren tells her that she's waiting for someone to come out, and Kelly says, who? And Lauren says, for Kelly Catrone. And Kelly's like, I am Kelly Catrone.
Oh my gosh.
No, but I love the way she says it. She's like, oh, I am Kelly Catrone.
Like, yeah.
And Lauren apologizes and she says, oh, I called you about the two extra tickets for Lisa Love. And Kelly says, I mean, I love Lisa. She's great, but this is a little 11th hour. Who is it for? And Lauren doesn't know. Like, this part kills me. Why would you not get all the information?
I know.
But why? Why would you? Like, I would think, like, my boss asked me to get two tickets, and that's all I need to know. Like, I need two tickets. I need two tickets. I don't know who they're for. I just need two.
That's true. Her boss didn't say, like, they're for blah, blah, blah.
But it's, like, a normal like, thing for Kelly to ask who it's for. So I don't know. Maybe I was just thinking ahead that, like, you should have all that information. I don't know.
I guess I would think, like, Lisa would have called her or someone would have told Kelly, like, who they're for and what they need it for. So I'm Lauren. I'm just there to get the tickets, and I'm going to go.
And Lauren says, I called you about this, so I'm thinking, like, maybe she should have asked that on the phone, you know? Like, so I don't know. Obviously, it makes for good TV, but... Lauren just tells her she had two other Vogue editors with her. And Kelly says, well, I know every Vogue editor. Who is it? Who else is coming? And Lauren tells her, well, she didn't tell me a name. Then Lisa tells her, why don't you go wait over there and I'll be with you when I can. And oh, I'm like, gosh. Poor Lauren. She probably feels 2 feet tall. Like, so she kind of slinks away to a corner and waits. And then we see Heidi and Audrina walk in. And Lauren looks super surprised and walks over to them. And she's like, what are you guys doing here? And Heidi's like, Brent got me tickets. Like, she's so excited. And Heidi said that Brent asked her if she wanted to go to a fashion show and the after party. And she said, yeah. And Heidi then is like, Lauren, are you okay? Because Lauren, girl, is looking so stressed out. And she's like, no, I'm supposed to get 2 extra tickets and I can't get them and I'm going to get yelled at. I feel her though, because that's so me. Like, when you're just out of options, like, I'm like, I need my best friend.
Are you guys throw up people, like, when you get nervous?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, poop my pants, though.
I'm a cry person. I'll just start crying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I'm a need to poo.
Yeah.
I do that too. Yeah.
It's
the worst.
The three things. I get nauseous, then I cry, and then I need to poop my pants. I call it anxiety poop because it happens every time I'm anxious.
And me and my friend, we call it a nervous poop.
Ooh, I like that.
We're like, ooh, gotta go nope. We have this meeting coming up.
See, my best friend in high school told me that nervous and excited are the same feeling. You just have to pick which one to feel. And I always think that when I'm nervous, but it never is. I'm like, nope, I can't pick to be excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is nervous poop. But I always loved that because, like, nervous and excited are the same feeling. You just have to pick which one to feel. It's like, oh.
Okay, I'm going to switch my thinking to that.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that way, but I'm going to try.
Yeah.
But you guys let us know. Do you throw up? Do you cry? Or do you also do a nervous poo?
There has to be some nervous poo girlies out there.
There has to be.
Oh, yes.
I met you in the bathroom, so there has to be.
Let me tell you, anxiety pills do not help the poop either. So Audrina's like, how are you supposed to get them? Because she's Audrina and she just repeats the stupidest shit. And Lauren's like, I don't know. She won't give them to me. And then she says, Kelly won't give her the tickets without a name. And Heidi says, well, have you tried calling Lisa? And Lauren tells her she's been trying, but she's not picking up. So Lauren looks around frantically and she's like, this is not fun. Heidi tells her that it's okay. We'll figure this out. And Lauren says she seriously feels like she's going to throw up. But I actually loved Heidi here. She like was so willing to help and she didn't need to.
Yeah.
Like she was just there to have a good time.
But you know what would have been helpful? Oh, if Heidi and Audrina, who had 2 tickets, would have given up their tickets to Lauren.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. Accurate. But they were not sitting where Lauren needed these people to sit, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And I don't know if they would have been able to do that. But I was like, if I were Lauren, I'd be like, give me your tickets.
Yes.
Just give them to me.
Or like, go ask Brent if he could have 2, if we could have 2 more. Yeah. But I did think it was so awesome that she's like, oh my God, we'll figure this out. Like, let's do this together, which I thought was really sweet because like, she's just there to have a good time. Her boss was nice. So Lisa finally calls Lauren back and Lauren tells her that they will not give her the tickets unless she has names and that no one knew. And she called both Juliana and Blaine. And Lauren gets the names finally from Lisa, and Kelly comes back and asks, okay, what's the story? And Lauren says, I have the names. It's Hamish Bowles and Howells or Bowles? And she's like, not sure who the second person is. And Kelly says, no, Hamish Bowles is one person. And Lauren's like very irritated. She's like, well, there was a second one. And Callie's like, you need to hurry up though, sweetie. And Lauren finally says, it's Lauren Howell. And Kelly gives her the tickets, but says, you're going to have to work faster than this if you're going to work in the fashion business.
Okay, mean, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that was mean.
Yeah, I take it back.
She's snarky.
Yeah.
But also, you've got the names, but you didn't repeat them 7 times to make sure you got them right.
I know. I'm like, how did she forget the second one?
You guys. The person on the phone's like, blah, 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 blah. Okay, bye.
I guess. I think she was trying to read the phone, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I just was like, how do you, I don't know. I don't know.
It was stressful.
Also, Lauren Howell and Hamish Bowles, that's annoying. Because, like,
yeah, those are weird names.
You're not going to remember that.
Like, her own name, though. Now that you just said it, I'm like, yeah, she should have recognized her own name at least.
I know. So then we see Amy Astley, Lisa Love, and Hamish Bowles pull up to the show. And Hamish, I might add, is wearing a fabulous pink blazer. And he looks fabulous. I was like, yes, I don't remember seeing this person ever before, but he looks fabulous and I love him. And Lauren leads them in and to their seats, and Lisa thanks her for getting the extra tickets. And it's like a 2 second, like, thank you. And I'm like, God, she just went through hell and all she gets is a nice little thank you. I'd be like, can I sit front row with you?
Nice.
I'd be like, I literally just shit my pants. Can I sit front row with you? Like, that was terrible. It was nice, though, that she did say thank you, because she didn't have to say thank you at all.
Yeah, she could have been like, okay, great, bye. Yeah, exactly. You can leave now.
And she didn't say it in, like, a genuine way. Yeah. She was like, thank you. Like, she knew it was hard.
Yeah.
So then we see the fashion show start, and we see Brent sitting front and center with Lisa and company while Lauren watches from the back in her shit pants, probably, you know?
Or throw-up shirt, like, all over the front.
So back at Teen Vogue the next day, Lauren and Whitney recap that it was a crazy day, and Whitney's like, yeah, because usually they don't separate us, which is true. We have never really seen them do two completely different things, which was interesting. Mm-hmm. They were really putting them to the test to see if they could hack it on their own. Blaine walks in and tells them that Lisa wants to see just Lauren. And Whitney's like, the last time that happened, you were getting in trouble. And Lauren's like, yeah, tell me that right before I go in. That's a really good friend.
That's so funny.
And she's like serious when she says it too. Like, it's
I love that they can have this dynamic. It's cute.
So in Lisa's office, Lisa says, Lauren, we need to talk. Which is like so like annoying. I'd be like, just get on with it. Like, this is dramatic. So Lisa says, Amy Astley liked you and thought you did a great job at Fashion Week, and you did a great job while you were here. And Lisa tells her that it was shaky there in the beginning, but she worked her way up and got everything together by the end. And now we're flashing back to the Young Hollywood party.
That's yeah, right.
Exactly, yeah.
So Lisa tells her that they gave Whitney the internship in NYC for the summer, and that they're trying to think about what might be good for you. And we have this internship in Paris, and you've been nominated to go in the summer. And Lauren's whole face drops in shock. It's so genuine. She's like, what? Like, Paris? And, like, any girl would just immediately die. Then she, like, kind of pauses, and then her face falls, and she's like, wait, for this summer? Because she's supposed to get this beach house with Jason this summer.
I want to shake her.
Yes.
I'm like, this is your dream. Like, you're working at Teen Vogue to get opportunities like this in fashion, which no one else can get. And you know what? You and your boyfriend can go enjoy the rest of your life, like, later. Okay?
Yes. It doesn't this have is to be right now. This is a huge opportunity that you probably huge. Aren't going to get ever again. Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah, it's painful, this episode. Lisa tells her that it is this summer and it's a great opportunity. She says that she will work during Couture Week in Paris.
So cool.
I know. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And what is she, 19? No, 20. She just turned 20.
She just turned 20, yeah.
And she's kind of like, oh, Whitney's, like, you're not even in competition with Whitney. Like, Whitney's gone to do something else. Mm-hmm. Like, this is yours if you want it. Come on, girl.
And so Lisa says that Paris is probably the single most important place to ever be in the fashion business. And New York thinks that she can do it, which I'm like, is New York like the head office?
Oh, okay. You're right.
That's interesting.
I think New York is like head of Teen Vogue.
That would make sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So she tells Lauren she doesn't have much time to decide and that she thinks if Lauren goes to Paris, she won't want to come back. I mean, there is no choice here.
I know.
Zero. There is truly no choice. Even if you want me there for like 3-4 months in the summer, like that is just, that is the dream. Like you go tour to school, week? You work for opportunities like this and it's like handed to her and she's like, I'm going to go spend time in Malibu with my boyfriend who doesn't even want to spend time with me. Okay. Come on, Lauren.
You're so young, though. And, like, the only thing in the world that matters to you is your boyfriend at that time. So, like, I kind of, like, I want to understand it, but I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if I would have made that choice or not. I don't know if I was, like, really in love. I don't know.
And, you know, as mature as Lauren always seems to us, and she is, like, you're right. At that age, even for someone as mature as her, she's still picked, right? Like, she didn't see through it. She still picked her boyfriend over her job. So maybe that would have been us, too.
Her dress in this scene was really cute, too, for a work dress. It was, like, a summery, like, cute little... I don't know, I thought she looked really cute. So Lauren comes back and tells Whitney that she was offered an internship in Paris for the summer. And Whitney is in shock and is like, you got to do it. And Lauren's like, I don't know. I plan my summer with Jason. And Whitney's like, yeah, but this is Paris. And Lauren says, I know, but I'd be gone like all summer. And Whitney's like, damn, it's my dream to make it to Paris. If you don't do it, I'll do it.
Seriously.
You can tell Whitney is like, this is not a choice, girl. Like, you, like, are you kidding me? I would die for this. This is like what I have been doing this for.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel bad for Whitney.
Yeah, that she wasn't chosen first for that.
Here Lauren comes waltzing in with her TV show. I'm like a real fashion girly. I like genuinely want to work for Teen Vogue. I got cast because I'm cute and I would look good next to Lauren. But like I'm also genuinely working here and they, of course they give it to Lauren because it's her show.
Of course.
I would be a little pissed. Whitney does a good job like masking it. Like, you know, because I'm sure she felt that way. But yeah, you know what I was going to say? So I think if I've like heard this and remember this correctly, that this thing in Paris that they offered to Lauren, I think Whitney eventually like does it because Lauren doesn't do it. And it's not a summer in Paris. It's like a week or two.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's not very long. And and I don't even think the timeline is right. Like she goes later.
I think it's a summer. I think it's a summer, but she only goes for a week or two to help out with Couture Week or whatever this is. And so I don't know how they like phrased it to Lauren. Maybe they did tell her it was for a full summer to like make her think that she couldn't do both. But if they only told her that it was like a week and she still didn't do it. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. I know, girl.
Oh, that would be horrible. Yeah, I wonder if she did ask, like, what are the dates or anything? Yeah. Or if they just were, like, all summer, you know?
Yeah. So Lauren says, this is something that will, no joke, change your life. And Whitney tells her, I'm sure your heart is telling you to stay, but timing, right? If it was only, like, another summer. So then we see the girls hugging goodbye as they leave their last day, like, work day before summer. Whitney was, like, heartbroken. I just feel that in my soul. I really feel like she was like, oh, I'm going to New York, though.
Yeah.
Like, you that's cool.
Also, it's funny that I wrote here about Lauren's outfit. She was wearing a dress with, like, capri-length leggings.
Yeah, they were,
And it was a full-on dress. It wasn't even, like, a short shirt with leggings. But it's funny that fashion girlies were wearing capri-length leggings to work. Like, that was fashionable.
Absolutely crazy, right? Back to the Hillside Villas, we see Lauren hanging out on the couch with Bella, and she's eating ice cream. And Heidi walks in, asks what she's doing, and Lauren holds up the magazine Paris Vogue. And Heidi's like, what's going on? And Lauren tells her all about the internship. And Heidi looks shocked and says, oh my God, that's huge. Are you going to go? And they start sharing the ice cream, which is so cute. They're like sharing it off of the same spoon. It's like a giant bowl of chocolate ice cream. I was like, this is peak best friendship. I love it so much. And Lauren tells her she's not sure because she already planned her summer. And Heidi says, oh yeah, what about Jason? I thought you were going to move in with him. And Heidi asks if she thinks it will jeopardize things with Jason. And Lauren says, it just sucks because this whole year has been up and down, and finally we're in a really good place, and to leave now, how's that going to work? If you're in such a good place, it should be fine.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes, he should be like, go for it. I'm so excited for you. Ugh.
Heidi looks extra beautiful in this scene. I thought, like,
she's glowing. That light
blue outfit, and she has like got a low like side braid going on. She looks so pretty in the scene.
Being single really looks good on her.
That's true. Yes.
Then we see the beach house, and Lauren pulls up and goes to find Jason. She gives him a big kiss, and they talk about work, and she makes a comment about him relaxing, and he says he's been waiting for her, and she says, I'm here. She's so in love with him at this point that it makes me want to vomit. So Jason says that Lauren needs to help him figure out what else to bring, and that he was thinking about patio furniture and a barbecue. And Lauren makes a face, and Jason asks her what's wrong, and she tells him about the internship in Paris. And you could tell Jason's like 5 seconds away from like blowing up.
Mm-hmm. What? That bad?
I think so. He's because he kind of like, like he's like about to like, well, what are you gonna do? Like, he's very much like, if she were to
he's
say,
not happy about it.
No, if yeah. she were to say, but I'm going, I think up. He would be mad.
Probably. Yes, probably.
So Jason just kind of chuckles in disbelief and is like, are you going? And Lauren says, I don't know. Paris isn't something you just immediately say no to. And Jason says that he wants to support her whatever she does because she's always been there for him, which I actually thought was a very mature response. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because it's true. And I'm glad that he, like, recognizes that, but I'm sure he wants to go off. You know what I mean? He wants to be like, we had this summer planned and, like, you know, I got this beach house for us. But he actually is mature. So then she tells him to come over there and sit with her. And they cuddle and kiss. And Jason asks her what she's going to do again. And Lauren just plays with her hair and shrugs and says, I don't know.
Well, I thought it was, like, a very real response. And I know as much as we're like, go Lauren, she should go to Paris. But I think if that happened to you and you were Jason, like, your first reaction would probably be, like, you're excited for her, but you're also disappointed mm-hmm. that you don't get to do this thing that you guys totally. Said that you were going to get to do in the summer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, I thought yeah. this was very normal. It was very, like, mm-hmm. healthy. He responded in a very mature way.
He did mm-hmm. respond in a very mature way. Mm-hmm. I just, I mean, it would be hard. It would be hard if you have this, you have in your head what you think your summer is going to look like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I get it. And he is supportive and nice, but I just feel like inside he was, like, boiling.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I would be too, though.
Yeah, I know.
Toxic? I don't know, but.
But you want nice things for your significant other, right? You want them to succeed.
Of course, but, yes. like, you still feel the way you feel. And it's like, I'll get over it. But in the moment where you just tell me, like, that happened, I'm still going to be disappointed. I'll try to mask it, which I think he does, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't let it show. But, like, you are sad. And that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Candace doesn't agree.
I do.
Okay. Because she's the best friend. We talked about this before. And she would be overly supportive, which is what you want in your partner and best friend. But I am not. I will get there eventually, but that's not my immediate
reaction. I would be sad, and my immediate reaction would be bummed. I'd be like, I don't want to be alone all summer. That sucks. But, like, I would still be like, but I want you to go. Like, that's amazing. Paris is amazing. I wish I could go with you.
And I would be probably like, you know what? This really sucks, and I'm really unhappy about it, but I just need you to know that, but I really still want you to go.
Like,
differently, but
right. Yeah. But, like, here's the thing. Am I going to cry? Absolutely. Am I going to hate life? Absolutely. Am I going to, like, beg you to stay 2 weeks later? Yes, absolutely. But, like, at first, I'm going to try really hard to be supportive. So then we see Heidi and Aldrina hanging out by the pool, and they're talking about boys. And Heidi says that she used to like a boy for a day, and then she'd get sick of him. She says she doesn't know how she started liking Jordan. That was a mistake. And Heidi says that she's getting back to her old self. Then she says my favorite part of the episode. in preschool is how you're going to be for your life. Because in preschool, she loved everyone. And she used to have a new boyfriend every 5 minutes. And she used to make guys fight over her. So she's going to start doing that. Because it worked then. I'm like, now I'm imagining Heidi in preschool being like, I love you.
Totally. And I can totally see her doing that. Yes. Like, she's so cute. Well, she's that flirty, I want boys to treat me like a princess. And I'm the prize. Yeah. I'll make them fight over me at recess.
She's like, I used to make guys fight over me. I'm going to go back to that.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember having, like, crushes that young or, like, a boyfriend that young?
Crushes for sure.
Crushes, yeah.
I remember my very first boyfriend in not preschool, but like kindergarten aftercare. And his name was Billy Spence, and he used to share his cookies with me.
Aww.
I know.
And then did you continue like having him in like elementary school, middle school?
Because
like
he was in my elementary school, yeah. But like we were in kindergarten aftercare, so after that we like didn't really see each other because we weren't in the same classes. And I think I think he was like a little older than me, like maybe like just the year above me, maybe. And I remember seeing him again in like I was like in fifth grade, and we like both were like out hanging out with our individual friends. And I remember seeing him again and being like, I'm pretty sure like we were dating in preschool, and he like remembered me and I remembered him, but we didn't address it, you know, cause we hadn't seen each other in years. You know what I mean? We went to the same school, but we just didn't interact at all. So like, we were just kind of like, huh, you know, like at each other. But yeah, I remember that so clearly cause he used to share his snack with me, his cookies.
That's cute.
Like, I know. Cute. He was a very sweet little boy.
I was thinking that if that's true, I'm going to be in a ton of trouble with Charlie as she gets older. Aww. Because that is her.
Yeah.
Like, she's in kindergarten right now. And like just in the past couple of months, there have been so many funny things. Like there was one day that I picked her up and she told me that her and another little boy in her class got married that day. And I was like, oh, congratulations. Where is he? And then just last week, I picked her up, and as we were walking back to the car, another car is like driving by on the sidewalk, and this little boy out the window yelled, bye, Princess Charlie.
Oh, my like, God.
I was like, who was that? And she's like, oh, that's so-and-so, you know. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And it cracks me up because a lot of times she won't remember their names. I'm like, who's that? I don't know. He said he loved you.
She's
so funny.
That's
you
so funny.
You got a little Heidi on your hands.
For real.
She's probably like Miss Popular. I could totally see Charlie. Because Charlie's like the life of the party.
She is. She totally is. Yeah. Our neighbor texted Kyle yesterday because our neighbor's daughter is in her class, which is really cool. But he was like, Charlie mentioned Kelsey coming over for a play date. Like, when do you want to do that? And we were like, what? Like, like, it was like all Charlie being like, you should come over tomorrow. And we're just like, oh my gosh, okay.
So, Mom and Dad, organize this for me, okay?
Exactly.
Set it up.
She's only five.
Yeah.
Scary.
That reminds me of when we were little and Kelsey would call me and tell me to come over because we lived literally, like, I could walk to her house. So we lived really close. She'd be like, oh my God, come over, spend the night. And I'd be like, okay. So my mom would take me over and her mom would have no idea that I was coming over. She'd like open the door and be like, what are you doing here? And I'd be like, Kelsey called me and told me to come over. And she'd be like, all right. Like, I guess I have this kid for the night. So
that's so funny.
Yeah. Kids are funny. I love it. And just so you guys know, Liz posts these adorable videos of Charlie dancing, and they are my favorite thing that she posts because Charlie,
she's a great dancer.
She is such a cute little, like, she's just feeling it. Like, she's dancing like nobody's watching. She's feeling the vibes. She's just the cutest little thing ever. And so I totally picture her being like the life of the party, like just like being the social butterfly and like everybody loves her. Like, I think she's gonna be very popular.
I hope that her personality doesn't change. Like, I hope that things at school, you know, like peer pressure and kids that are mean, like, I fear for that so much, and hopefully none of that affects her and she just keeps this like confidence level that she has, because it's awesome.
She has such a cute little personality. Like, so cute. I love it. So Audrina then says, you're so over Jordan. And Heidi's like, I really am. And now that she's single, she wants to go out every night. And Audrina tells her, we are going out every night this summer. And Heidi says, I really want to. And I want to meet so many guys. And I'm like, I love a Heidi single era that lasts about 2 seconds. Yeah. But I love it. So then Audrina brings up Lauren, and she's like, I'm going to miss Lauren. And Heidi says that she thinks that Lauren knows what Lauren wants. Then we see Lauren packing up for the summer in her classic pink suitcase and saying goodbye to Bella. And Heidi tells her to say goodbye to the apartment. And she says, I'm not going to miss the apartment, just my Heidi.
Oh,
I know. I'm dying. Yeah. They're so sweet. So the girls hug, and then Heidi's like, bye. I love you. You're my best friend. And Lauren says, you're my best friend. And Heidi tells her, don't get a new best friend. And Lauren hugs her and says, don't get another roommate. I'm coming back.
Aww.
I just thought this was so sweet.
It was.
I love when they're friends. I love it.
I know.
And I feel like we know that it goes downhill so quickly after this. So this is like the last of the sweetness between them.
I know, but I love when she's saying goodbye to Bella and she's like, I won't miss you, stinky dog. So we watch Lauren walk down the hallway and out past the pool and into her BMW with her suitcase as she drives away. And she's driving down the highway and we see the LAX airport. And Lisa Love steps out of a car with her bags waiting for someone. Then we see Jason standing on the balcony at the beach house looking out at the water. Back to Lisa, back to Lauren. And then we finally see Lauren pull into the beach house. And we're like, no!
I know. I think everyone watching collectively, like, screamed, like, yes. No!
Oh, it hurts. And so then she meets Jason on the balcony, and they embrace, and we obviously know what Lauren chose. But then who is Lisa waiting for? And that's revealed to be Whitney. And Lisa and Whitney head into the airport.
Yay!
Go, Whitney.
And I'm like, okay, so Whitney gets Paris because Lauren turned it down. But then what happened to New York?
Screw New York, dude. She's going to Paris. Okay.
Maybe they sent Blaine to New York. Yeah. Someone random.
So back to Lauren and Jason. And Jason tells her that she came just in time for the sunset. And then he tells her, we're going to have a good summer. I love you. And she tells him she loves him too. And then they kiss while watching the sunset and the waves while a plane flies overhead that we're supposed to think Whitney and Lisa are on. But if you've watched anything relating to The Hills, then you know that they literally showed up to the airport, shot that scene, and then turned right back around and went home.
Yeah.
Nobody went anywhere.
And they could only pull that off in season one because there's no paparazzi or anything like following them at the time.
That's true.
So if this were done later on, it's like it would be found out so quick. Also, why is Lisa Love participating in this, like, tomfoolery? Like, you're going to ask me to go to the airport, step out, film this little scene, and go home?
I think because Teen
my
Vogue...
My time is worth way more than this, okay? They must have paid her a ton of money to do that.
Teen Vogue was so heavily in the show, though, that I think she was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to
do
this.
I'll
do
it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like she would have been like, edit me doing, like, something else, you know, from my office. I'm not going all the way to LAX, okay?
So, yeah, that's the end of the episode. This will never not be painful to watch.
I know.
The wrong choice was made here. Absolutely.
Do you guys think that if she would have chosen to go to Paris that we would have got to see it? Like, do you think they would have filmed it and stuff?
I think they would have filmed, like, a little bit of it for, like, the previously on. The next
season.
Yeah, like we would have seen it a little, but not like.
Or a summer special, maybe.
Yeah,
like,
that would have been,
cool.
Been so cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just always wonder, like, the alternate reality of this. Like, what would have happened?
And then her and Jason break up, and we get none of that.
I know. We don't get to see it at all.
So, I mean, that was always disappointing to me, is that we didn't get to see, like, the actual breakdown. I do always forget how dramatic this is set up until I watch it again.
It's great editing.
It's yeah. so good. Like,
back to Lisa. Back to Lauren. Yeah. Back to Jason. What's happening? Who's she gonna choose?
Yeah. And by how much they show them, like, filming at the beach house, I feel like we should have freaking known that they already rented the beach house, I'm sure, by that time, because what realtor is gonna let them go in that many times? But
yeah,
we were fooled, okay? Amazing editing.
As far as the season one finale goes, it's very good.
Oh, it's great.
Really good.
And even though not much happened, they, like, built it up, so it, like, felt like a lot happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First of all, I can't believe the whole season one is over.
I know.
Like, you guys.
So fast.
Quickly, I feel like.
Yeah.
We just did the first season of the show that we've been waiting to do for, like, ever. It's going by so quickly. I want to, like, slow down time and start all over again. It's going too fast.
We still
fast.
Have a lot.
I know.
We still yes. have a lot. I know. Yes. City, all this stuff.
I know. Oh, God, the city. Okay. Yeah. So did you guys have a favorite outfit this episode?
I did. And I'm laughing at your note when you talk about your favorite outfit. But I really liked Lauren's, like, white coat when she went to the fashion show. And then Heidi's, like, blue shirt with her little pigtails. She was just so cute.
I had mine. I didn't see your note until now, Candace, but mine is the same one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys.
Did you not like that one?
I wrote, her outfit is so funny. White headband, pearls, that strapless dress, but it's so long by her knees and high heels. She's like an old woman in a 21-year-old's body.
No! Oh my gosh. I loved it. The heels were so cute. The dress was so cute. She looked so cute. And specifically what we're talking about is the scene where she goes to see Jason at the beach house after work. It is very, like, 40s old-fashioned. Yeah. But it's so cute.
I liked it.
Did you have a favorite moment?
Probably just, like, the buildup and them doing, like, the Jason or Paris, the whole thing.
It was good.
Yeah, I'd say the same, that and meeting Kelly Catrone for the first time as well.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just said that Heidi's whole preschool talk was really funny.
Yes.
That was cute.
But it was a really good episode. Man, this show just had me captivated from episode one. I'm so excited to watch the rest.
Seriously, because here we are 18, 20 years later, still excited to talk about it. And, like, you know, it's not just us. There's a huge group of people out there who love this too.
There's a whole subreddit, you guys.
Oh, yes.
But don't fret, because we have more coming for you, as we always do. We are going to look at The Hills Season 1 Special Features DVD. And we are also going to do a whole season recap like we normally do. So don't fret. The season is not over. We have more to bring you. So tune in next week for special features on the DVD. We're super excited to talk about them. So we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to season 4 of Millennial TV and feeling the rain on your skin as we recap The Hills. If you're loving what you're hearing, make sure you drop a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Don't forget to hit subscribe on YouTube and to follow us on Instagram for weekly extras. Thank you so much for listening. We are Candace, Liz, and Adrian, your Millennial TV hosts, and we will see you next week.